Seven states hold primaries today. In Iowa, Democrats pick a candidate to challenge Republican Senator Chuck Grassley. One of the Democrats is Abby Finkenauer, but the former congresswoman faces a tougher-than-expected race in a state that gets redder over time. Here's Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters.
Abby Finkenauer walks into a brewery in the Mississippi River town of Dubuque and wastes no time giving hugs, shaking hands, and chatting with old friends and voters. Finkenauer used to represent this city in the Iowa State House and was just 29 years old when she beat a Republican congressman in 2018. But she lost her re-election bid to the U.S. House 2 years ago. Now she's running for her party's nomination to replace Senator Chuck Grassley, who faces minimal GOP opposition. Speaking to the crowd, Finkenauer brings up their generational differences when she talks about current events like abortion rights and the school shooting in Texas that had happened the day before.
I was 10 years old when Columbine happened. 10 years old. Senator Grassley had already been in Washington, D.C. at that point for 23 years.
She says voters already know where she comes down on guns.
And I proudly voted for H.R. 8, closing the background check loophole, and also supporting red flag laws in this country.
Tom Townsend introduced her at this event. He's with a local electrical workers union.
The whole time she was in Congress, she was working on issues that are important to the building trades. You know, she's always been a great friend of union people.
But Finkenauer has had some setbacks in this race. For starters, she almost didn't make the ballot. A pair of Republican activists challenged her nominating petitions, and it went all the way up to the state Supreme Court. Also, one of her two opponents is staying competitive in his fundraising numbers. Retired Navy Admiral Mike Franken served in the military for 40 years, and his resume includes time in the Pentagon and with U.S. Senator Ted Kennedy. He says he decided to throw his hat in the ring following the January 6th insurrection.
I can't think of anything more meaningful than to provide my expertise to maintain democracy in this country because I saw it under threat.
Al Simon is voting for Franken. The retired healthcare worker came to see him take questions from voters about foreign policy at an event last week. Simon thinks Franken is better equipped to beat Chuck Grassley.
I think Grassley's been in too long. He's, what, 87 now? 88? Come on, please. And I've been in the military, so I kind of respect Franken being an admiral.
Democrats have lost a lot of ground here over the last decade, especially in rural Iowa. There's a third candidate, Glenn Hurst, a progressive doctor with small-town cred, and both Franken and Finkenauer say Democrats have struggled in the countryside in part because so many residents are plugged into right-wing echo chambers. They say it was made worse in 2020 when the pandemic was new and Democrats weren't out there campaigning like Republicans. Here's Finkenauer again.
We didn't know what to do because we're in the middle of this pandemic. We didn't know could we go door to door, what was safe, what wasn't, and in the meantime, folks spent a lot of time in places like Facebook, and so the misinformation was really, really thick.
Now those events are back, like this one in rural Buchanan County.
It definitely feels a lot more like a pre-pandemic event for the Democrats. There are about 120 people here, rows of tables. They're eating, it looks like, roast beef and mashed potatoes. They've got beer. Candidates are making the rounds, shaking hands, getting pictures taken.
These people are energized. They'll come to the meetings. They'll donate money. They'll volunteer. They'll make the phone calls. They'll knock on the doors, which we weren't really allowed to do last time.
That's Dan Callahan, the Buchanan County Democratic Party chair. Even though his party has a playbook that feels more like business as usual, whoever wins this primary will likely face a tough race against Chuck Grassley, who's running for his 8th term in the Senate. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.